This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We're talking about freedom of speech, or in this case, the freedom of the press, which is a related thing, and supposedly something that is pretty protected in the United States. Something that it has been, I would say, relatively respected in my trips to the State House so far. And I go there on a weekly basis with you, Daryl, to help you cover some of what you do with Liberty Lobby. We only show a fraction of it because it just can't all be covered. And you can check that out over at the libertylobby.info or the Freekeen YouTube channels, where you'll see a bunch of full hearing videos where I've been in various different committees. You've been there testifying, and I've recorded video of everything that happens there. Now, there has been a time when I went into a room once in the State House, and they were having what's called a caucus, which I guess is like a private meeting between members.
It's just the Republicans or just the Democrats, and generally they're good about putting signs up that say, you know, caucus in session, do not enter.
Right. In this case, they didn't have a sign, or if they did, I didn't see it. And I just walked into to a room, and they were like, Ian, you need to leave. This is a caucus. And so I understood that that is like some sort of private club that they have.
Yes, but Dave, not an open meeting.
Dave Ridley is with us here tonight from RidleyReport.com. And your experience today at the State House was very different. You went to what is an ostensibly public meeting of the Finance Committee. They were allowing members of the public into this meeting. And then when the chairperson, who I didn't recognize, and I see a lot of these people around. I mean, there's 400 state reps. You can't possibly recognize them all. But the chairperson in this committee, so I must have never been to this particular committee before, which makes sense because the Finance Committee is probably really boring, like more boring than your typical your typical committee. And you're in there recording, and she said something to you, Dave, and actually you happened to link me to the raw video on your YouTube channel, which is an unlisted video, so your typical subscriber won't be able to see it yet.
I've gone ahead and made it public, so now everybody can see it. You just go to RidleyReport.com. It's now up.
Excellent. And so she says to you that you need to stop recording, which was interesting because at that moment you weren't recording because you had to actually hit the record button and then ask her what she said so she could repeat it for the camera. But she just didn't like the fact that you had the camera in there and had been recording at one point. I did dub that section. It's about 20 seconds long, Dave, of your initial interaction with this chairperson. I'm going to play it back here. I amped up the volume of the chair lady because she's hard to hear. She's soft-spoken. She's at the front of the room, and you're very loud because you're sitting right behind the camera. So I've leveled out kind of both of the conversations.
And I've pulled up the house rules that she says you need to go look at.
Let me play the audio here, and then we'll dig a little further into it here. Here's what happened to Dave earlier today.
I'm sorry, excuse me, what did you say?
I said there's no photography.
Under what law would I be prohibited from filming?
Oh,
I need to know more. If you're going to try and censor me, I need to know more, ma'am.
Excuse me, where is the hearing? And what's the title of that?
All right, so then she goes on with their hearing. So she cites, we have house rules, which is not really an answer to, or it's not a responsive answer.
Correct.
To
it
your
would
question.
Be akin to a police officer saying, you're not allowed to do that. Why? We have laws.
Yeah, what's the law? We have rules. So, and then Dave, then later in the video, a security agent comes up to you, and that this in the conversation with him is actually even harder to understand because he's like whispering.
Plus, there's then the background noise of the committee hearing or the work session.
Yeah, so I didn't dub that that part, nor did I really have time for it. But basically, he says that the chairperson is requesting that you stop recording, and so you respectfully declined the request, and you stayed in the room. You didn't leave. Before we get into the house rules, what was the rest of the story, Dave? I just want to kind of hear what happened from that point.
Well, I did, like you, you mentioned the Attorney General. I did actually go ahead and question the Deputy Attorney General since he just happened to be there leaving right about the time they were kicking me out. So I asked her, so are you going to prosecute me for filming in there? But she, you know, she said no comment. But she answered actually my other questions, which I was originally sort of there to ask her. I wanted to confront her about the ballot selfie law, which was this thing where you're not allowed to take a picture of and then upload your ballot. Does it make sense?
Right, correct. And they prosecuted people for that, and they're defending it in court.
And yeah, they're actually appealing it to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yeah, it's insane.
Probably will not hear it.
Yeah, her institution is just wasting money on this thing, and I wanted to confront her about that. But all the other people who are coming and going, and so there are a lot of ambush interviews before and after the meeting, and Lynn Ober probably doesn't like me because I guess the one time she was confronting a security person, and I walked up and tried to film the confrontation, and she grabbed my camera.
Oh, so there's a history.
She's the chair of the committee.
Okay, but wait a minute. I'm missing something here, Dave. So you're in this room. She says stop filming. The security guard ends up getting called. You talk to the security guard from in the room. He's whispering to you. He says she's requesting that you stop filming. You say, well, okay, that's a request. I'm going to deny it. I'm going to keep doing what I do. And you continued to stay in the room. What happened after that? Between when the security guard first comes and tries to get you to leave and when you are out into the hallway, what happened? Was there something else that transpired, or did
right
you just kind of leave
somewhere,
on your
own? I started taking still photographs of everyone in the room from my seat, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I recall mostly I might have taken some from the corner, you know, the entrance. And at some point, something happened where I wanted to go back outside. I wanted to get a shot of the entrance and what the entrance said exactly. And at that point, that's when Anne Rice, the deputy AG, started to leave. It's like, oh,
okay.
I talked to Anne Rice.
And then did anything else transpire after that related to the filming or the supposed prohibition on it?
Just me going back in, and it was kind of complicated. The two security guys came in while I was there, and we talked, and I ended up back outside and then back inside, I guess. And then they came back in as soon as, you know, right after I came back in and kind of forced me back out again, if that makes sense.
So they did forcibly remove you from the room at some point?
Well, they did touch me. They didn't actually, I didn't, like, get dragged or anything like that. I just
did.
They,
did it come down to a threat? Like, you know, but it, in the first conversation, he was...
Well, it started as a threat. A government official said, do this thing.
Yeah, but when a security guy says it's a request, that's not the same thing as a threat. That's usually just a request. Now, they may say it in a intimidating manner, but this guy wasn't being particularly intimidating because you had a history with this particular guy. I remember him from other videos that you guys have been cordial before. So what was it that the security said later to make you think, okay, they're serious about this, this is now escalated to an actual threat versus they're just requesting that I leave?
Well, it was mainly them putting hands on me. So,
okay. So they said, like, you've got to go and grab
anyway,
you.
Yeah, one of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And does that show up in the raw video as well?
I could have stayed longer, and then, you know, they would have probably called the state police and had them, tried to get them to arrest me. I don't know what the state police would have done, but
you would have had to have been told you have to leave or it's trespassing, right?
Something like that. It's always good, like, to have two layers of defense between yourself and an unplanned arrest, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like the first layer of defense would be that, you know, like, I have a right to record in there, and then maybe the second layer of defense would be that I eventually did leave. So that makes an arrest fairly unlikely. They might come after me later, but it made it unlikely that they would get me before I got the video on the air.
So, Daryl, what did you pull up within the State House rules about all this?
Rule 63, final sentence. So there's several things covered by Rule 63. Mm-hmm. Deadly weapons, electronic devices, and cameras. The only time the word video appears is in the final sentence. that says, with the exception of devices for the hearing impaired, no member shall operate audible electronic transmitting and or receiving devices, nor shall any member operate a video camera or camera utilizing flash on the floor of the house while in session.
So that says nothing about non-members of the house. It only
or
applies,
committees.
Right. It only applies to the house members themselves, not you, Dave. So I think you're well in the right here. Keep us in the loop as this develops, and our listeners, of course, can follow you at RidleyReport.com. Thanks for the call tonight. More coming up.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype And the Skype username is lrn.fm. You know, we were just talking with Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I'm a big fan of Dave's work. He's an inspiration to me, really brave guy as far as freedom of speech, freedom of the press is concerned. He is very rare that he will back down. But in this case, he was alone in the State House, and that is tends to be how Dave likes to work. Is he does like to work alone, but as he has pointed out, if you've got backup, if you have the ability to have somebody recording you recording the person and right. then somebody further away recording that, he has advocated that kind of setup when it comes right. to recording the government.
Right. When he thought he was going to get arrested at a Manchester City Council thing, he had a series to where I think there were like five people.
That's right.
To where there was somebody recording somebody outside, somebody outside recording the person just inside the door, that person recording somebody up the hallway, and that person recording Dave.
So he was confronted today, and we just finished talking with him about that, by a politician in the State House, one with whom I'm not familiar, but apparently Dave has had some interactions with in the past where she's grabbed his camera. So obviously this lady does not like to be recorded. She does not like to be part of the public record, even though she's in a public office yes. doing public duties, having public meetings, and all of a sudden, I'm really interested in going to a finance committee meeting now. I've never wanted to go to one of these committees before, because normally, Daryl, when you and I go to the State House, I'll look down the list of the various different hearings that are right. going on, and you have the ones that you want to go and speak at, and then I'll look down the list and I'll say, oh, I'll go with Daryl for this one, but over here I want to go to this one, and then I'll record some of the ones that I go to.
Right.
But I've never seen one in the finance committee that looked interesting. So now I've got a...
That's because they're generally not.
They're probably terribly boring, but now I have a reason to go. So I'm going to go probably on Wednesday and record a finance committee hearing just to see how the chair responds. Now, maybe she's going to have had a talking to by then.
Well, and you also need to figure out, because I think there's either two or three finance committees.
Oh, I'll just visit each one until I see this this old bat from the video. I saw the footage, so I know what she looks like at this point. And, you know, I'll corner her outside the office as well and ask her questions about what she did to Dave. So we'll make her very uncomfortable. This will be fun. So we'll keep in tune with freekeen.com. We'll keep you up to date on this as it continues to develop, because I'm not going to stand for any kind of restrictions on recording in the State House. Not going to stand for that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Mike. He's in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Evening. Enjoying the show tonight. First time
Welcome.
I've called in. And if I have time, I kind of like to talk a little bit about the recording situation at that work session. But the reason
sure.
I'm calling, over the weekend, I had seen that the Reporters Without Borders had joined some 40 other civil liberties groups, press associations, and whatnot, talking about a House Homeland Security Committee hearing back on February 7th. Are you guys familiar with any of this?
No.
Okay, so apparently, I haven't really found much from the video. All I'm working off of is the actual letter that was sent by these groups to Secretary Kelly. John Kelly. But apparently during this February meeting, there were some calls for new laws to be crafted for Customs and Border Protection officials to have access to social media usernames and passwords as a condition of entering the U.S.
Oh,
and apparently this was concerning, especially, you know, obviously civil liberty groups, but also groups like Reporters Without Borders, because you're kind of limiting, you know, some, or you're potentially going to have some journalists compromising pretty important sources and information. So, just was, like I said, curious if you guys were familiar with any of this.
No,
I'm not familiar with any committee hearing or letter or anything. But
they've been doing that at the border, though.
I am aware of a few stories of people. Most of them not U.S. citizens being told that they had to sign into social media accounts. There was recently a NASA employee that looked, I think he was traveling from somewhere in the Middle East, and he looked...
He was coming from South America.
that's right. South America, but he looked like he was from the Middle East and had like a Middle Eastern name, had to hand over his NASA-supplied cell phone to Border Patrol. Even though he said this has, you know, been issued by NASA, there's...
I'm under orders to not have anybody use this. I can't let any of this be compromised.
Right. And they said, well, if you want in the country, you've got to hand it over.
But the BBC, the Committee to Protect Journalists, a bunch of groups have documented some of the scrutiny faced by journalists arriving to the U.S., both foreign and lawful permanent residents. So, apparently this is affecting a couple of Americans as well.
I want to clarify something here on the proposal. So when I recently went to Mexico, and we had seen the stories in the news about now the Border Patrol can demand that you put a password into your phone or your laptop in order to get access to it so they can poke around. And that was really disturbing to me. So what I did was I sanitized my phone and laptop as much as possible. I logged out of, Facebook. I logged out of, LastPass or whatever it is that, I had that might have been open. I cleared all the cookies and the browsing data from the browsers. I logged out of Signal. I logged out of Telegram. I logged out. So are you saying that the proposal would be that not only could they demand that you put a passcode to get into the phone, but then if they know that you have any accounts on the internet, like a Facebook or was email included, like you just have to let them into any account?
From what I understand, because again, I don't have any of like the transcripts or anything from that particular committee meeting from February 7th, but looking at the letter that was signed by all these groups, they specifically say social media accounts. They specifically bring up things like Facebook, Google. So it seems like it wouldn't be just, the password to decrypt your home folder. I think it is usernames, plural, and passwords, plural.
That would be a real, I mean, that's an even more disturbing step in an insane police state's direction. Because their excuse is, at the border, is, well, you're not in the United States yet, so you don't have a right to privacy.
Correct.
So therefore, anything that you're bringing in with you, we have a right to search it.
Yep.
But that should, at least you would think, only apply to it, the thing, that device, whatever is on that hard drive or flash drive or whatever it is, the phone that we're talking about, not any website to which you have ever connected in the history of the device or could connect from the device, or even if you don't have a device, that they could like put a gun to your head and say, you need to put your Facebook password into our computer here so we can go and look at all your stuff. I mean, if that's what happens, that's an insane level of privacy violation, and I hope that doesn't occur. But Mike, if you wanted to continue, I know you said you had some comments on the Dave Ridley situation.
You don't mind.
Sure, stand by. 855-450-FREE. Obviously, as members of the media, we want to protect freedom of speech. We want to protect the right.
Or property rights. I like property rights better.
Well, yeah, and property rights. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. If you're buying Bitcoin, do it at Bitcoin.com. You want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? The Bitcoin.com forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There are no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team, and that's why that site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com. Whether you are an old-school Bitcoiner with lots of experience or you're brand new and you've never even really looked into the subject, Bitcoin.com is the place to go. So start there. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, it's Mike in Cleveland. Mike seemed to be kind of a free speech, freedom of the press guy. And I wanted to see, you said you might have a comment for the oppression that Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com suffered in the State House today at the hands of a chairperson on a committee threatening him and saying he wasn't allowed to record when he absolutely is allowed to record. And this is some sort of nonsense intimidation that's going on down there. We did check, by the way, apparently this particular committee does not have any hearings this week or anything immediately scheduled. So we'll have to keep our eyes open and see when we can confront this lady next. But go ahead with your thoughts, Mike.
Well, I actually want to kind of start this by saying, giving a bit of a shout out actually to one of your affiliates, WDNG, down in Anniston, Alabama.
Yeah.
I say that because I was their news director for about 3.5 years. So as the news director, I covered a lot of municipal and county government for that station. So
yeah, okay.
Yes, you know, freedom of the press, free speech, it's my thing. I get it.
Great station, WDNG. They've been on with us for a long time down there.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. That station has been on the air since the '50s. It is definitely a staple. I could laud it for hours. But
so why did you leave? What are you in Cleveland for now? It's a long way away.
My wife got
that's
a job.
Cleveland
here.
Rocks.
And that. Although it's, I think we got a blizzard coming through tonight. So
yeah, something about that.
The southern boy doesn't do well up in this kind of weather.
Oh, poor baby.
So you were born and raised in Alabama.
No, I was a military brat, so but everywhere, gotcha. well south of the Mason-Dixon line, and you know, all points further south and west. So yeah, cold's not my thing.
All right. But, so your thoughts on what happened with Ridley?
Yeah. In Alabama, I didn't do much with the state legislature. I did cover them a bit, but my thing was more local and county level government. Mm-hmm. And in my experience of covering those, especially for broadcast, I did a lot of audio recordings, they weren't the biggest fan. While same thing, technically there was nothing on the books, you know, various officials would ask me, you know, please don't record during these work session meetings, just because they do try to keep a lot of that conversation and a lot of the comments they make during those work sessions more off the record. They can be more candid. You know, that's, and two, that was where a lot of very contentious things would be brought up. So, you know, you would have from time to time some screaming matches in a city council work session. Mm. And when they know they're being recorded, they can't have those types of interactions. So, you know,
while they tend to have fewer of them. I do remember when, I'm forgetting the guy's name, but there was a 65-year-old state senator that punched a 69-year-old state senator on the floor of the state senate while it was being broadcast on Alabama Public Television.
Awesome.
Oh, didn't surprise me.
Yeah, that was back in 2006. And they asked him afterwards what happened, and he said, well, he called me an SOB, and yep. Where I grew up, that's somebody talking bad about
that's your
mama,
right.
And my mama's
right.
Long been dead, so I hit him.
Oh, yeah, there would be.
We were told you hit him in the cheek. He said, I hit him wherever I could get my hand
that's
on
awesome.
Him, and then somebody drug me away.
That sounds like an Alabama boy.
Yep.
But again, going back to my experience with city government, you know, I might have been able to make an argument and, you know, would have been able to go ahead and been allowed to record in those work session meetings for broadcast. But it was a bit easier in my situation just to go ahead and say, you know what, I'll give this to you, but, you know, you better let me go ahead and do live simulcasts of your public, of your actual meetings, the formal sessions. And, you know, was able to work out some really cool access to City Hall that and parts of county government that I wouldn't have really had otherwise.
Well,
so,
that is the old trade-off that a lot of the people in local media will make. I personally, you know, I wouldn't do that, but everybody's got to, you know, kind of do their own thing based on what their job
yeah.
requires them to do. And in the case of working for the mainstream media, frequently they're not going to be happy if they find out, oh, yeah, Mike got banned from all county, or the county won't comment to us anymore because Mike recorded their internal process mm-hmm. at some meeting. So I understand why people will cut those deals or they'll be respectful of those requests. But that's why I love Dave Ridley, because he just doesn't care what they say. And he doesn't have a boss, so he's not beholden to anybody but his viewers on YouTube.
And,
so
and you have to make sure to keep that diversity with how a certain body, you know, a state legislature, a finance committee is being covered. Much how you wouldn't feel comfortable making those kind of, you know, informal deals, as you put it, with some city officials. the same thing. I'm not going to be the big fan of the guerrilla journalism that seems to work and be effective for others. So, you know, it's to each his own.
That's true. Mike, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue. We've got Will Coley from Muslims for Liberty. He's on the line on Skype. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind? Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Well, I just wanted to call and kind of talk to you guys about something big that we've got coming up. At the end of this month, the last weekend of March, I will be attending the Mid-Atlantic Liberty Festival.
Was that a dramatic pause, or did you cut?
No, I think he cut out.
We lost him.
That's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Okay. I'm actually attending that
same
as well.
One. Okay,
yeah,
well,
so you're not allowed to both be a libertarian radio show and also take calls from Muslims. That's just too many red flags at once.
We actually got kicked off of a radio station because we had Will on. One of our station in Reno actually booted us off, and they didn't even bother to tell me. I found out later on, because I call all of our affiliates over time and just kind of check in with them from time to time, and that's when he told me that, oh, yeah, you've been off since sometime last year. And, you know, I asked him what happened. You know, do you mind telling me why you decided to get rid of the show? And he basically said it was because we were nice to Will Coley. I mean, he didn't know his name, but he heard
you
us.
You had that Muslim fella on there.
Right.
And you were nice to him. So if you were ahead of the morning and yelled at him, that would
yes,
be fine. Just,
that's correct.
Just you can't be nice to him.
Yep, exactly. So we'll see if we can get Will back on the line here, because always enjoy talking to him.
NSA is not going to allow that.
But yeah, because we've had Will on multiple times, and we've treated him like a human being, we've done Ask a Muslim, where Will will sit on the line with us here and very graciously take call after call of all these Muslim haters who don't know anything and have heard all kinds of rumors and just lies. And it was because, you know, we're kind and we shared the airwaves with you, Will, that we lost a big FM station in Reno. And you know what? I stand by that and I'm proud of it. So thank goodness.
Well, you know, these days, if you're a libertarian and you support the free market, so much so that you don't want armed men with guns enforcing an imaginary line in the sand, that makes you a leftist now.
Right. Well, so, I mean, in this case, it was about being kind to a Muslim. But, yeah, for sure, I'm sure he wouldn't have liked our pro-immigration stance either.
Or anti-drug war.
Along those lines, yeah. I'll actually be debating Augustus Invictus.
Oh.
At the Mid-Atlantic Liberty Festival.
Okay, so that's what you're calling about. All right, stand by, because there was some sort of disconnection there earlier, so hopefully we'll be able to hang on to you here. You can stay, right?
Yeah, sure.
All right, more with Will Coley here in moments. He's from Muslims for Liberty. He'll be debating a fascist, apparently, over at the whatever festival that is. We'll talk about it here.
And he's not just a fascist. He's an insane fascist.
All right, I don't know much about the dude. We'll talk about it coming up on Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Bitcoin.com recently reported Bitcoin transaction fees have increased by more than 1,200% since 2015. To many Bitcoin proponents, the current fee market is moving way too fast, making Bitcoin unusable for certain transactions. The fee market and slow confirmation times have also increased the tension concerning the block size debate. However, if there are wallets with low amounts of Bitcoin that can't cover the fees, they become virtually unspendable. Learn more at news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us in these remaining moments. We might have time for you if you call in now, 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. If you like what we do on Free Talk Live, talking about the ideas of liberty and peace 7 days a week here on this program, then please get behind the show at amp.freetalklive.com. When we lose a radio station because we are principled libertarians, that's just the cross we're willing to bear for doing this particular show. We are going to stick to our principles regardless of what the cost is. And the station that pulled us off the air because we're friends with Will Coley and we've had him on the show to talk about being a Muslim and what it actually means, we lost a big station in Reno over that. We've lost stations before because we have an anti-war stance here on Free Talk
Live. Did they not know that the libertarian radio show was going to have an anti-war stance?
No, I would say most program directors don't know really much at all about being a libertarian unless they themselves are a libertarian. Most people don't know anything at all or very little about libertarians. I mean, if you go by what Gary Johnson said in the 2012 or 2016 presidential campaigns, you might think all kinds of things are true about libertarians that aren't actually right. True. So, I mean, even though more people know now what a libertarian is, or they at least know that they exist, they still don't have a real grasp on the non-aggression principle, or probably have never even heard of it, would be my guess. So, no, I suspect that most stations that add this program probably listened and appreciate the fact that we do a good show and put us on because of that. They don't. A good program director doesn't have to agree completely with every host that they put on their radio station.
Correct.
Will people listen to the show is really the question.
Well, right, but if I sign on a show about basketball and then a year later I get mad because they're talking about basketball, it's like, well, that's dumb.
But if all you've, well, right, I get what you're saying, but you're presuming that a program director does any amount of listening to their own radio station. Many of these guys are so loaded with work. They've got like six stations that they program. And
if they get voicemails that say, I can't stand that show about crocheting that you air Saturdays at noon, unless that show about crocheting is paying them, they're going to put a different program on because they don't want angry voicemails.
Some program directors are that way. Others see angry mail, angry voicemails or emails as evidence that people are paying attention to the station. So there's sort of a philosophy of programming there that some program directors have and others don't.
Right.
So anyway, I'm happy to, you know, remain principled, but if you like the principles that we have on this show, then you got to back us up, because
right.
if we lose stations, you know, that hurts us to some extent, our ability to be able to sell the advertising on the show, which is another way that we support
right.
our message. So we're not willing to compromise our principles, but if you help back us up, then that helps us not compromise our principles.
Correct.
So please go to the AMP program and go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up for it there. It's $5 a month. You can use Bitcoin, enter any major credit card, PayPal, etc., and get all the cool perks that you'll learn about there at AMP, A-M-P. amp.freetalklive.com. Now, Will Coley back with us. You were telling us about some sort of convention that's happening in Philadelphia. What was it called?
Harrisburg.
Again? Harrisburg, sorry.
Yeah, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, there'll be a number of libertarian speakers and vendors. And a couple weeks ago.
And it's called what and when?
It was the Mid-Atlantic Liberty Festival. It's the last weekend of March, I think,
okay.
the 28th. It was announced that Augustus Invictus would be speaking at the event.
Now, I had heard about this because I saw, I think it was Jim Babb online saying that he's boycotting the event because of this.
Yeah, well, my solution to the fact that so many people were upset that Invictus and his views would be allowed a place on the stage at a libertarian event
mm-hmm.
Was, then why don't we have someone who follows libertarian philosophy more closely and in a more principled fashion actually debate these ethnocentric, border hawk, anti-immigration views?
So this guy's like an alt-righter, right? He's one of those people who claims to be a libertarian just because he wants to, like, take over the Libertarian Party. He tried in the state of Florida. There was pushback against him. That's kind of where he made headlines, because I guess he's sacrificed goats or something like that at some point.
Well, the goat sacrificing has little to nothing to do with the man being a fascist.
It has to do with how crazy he is.
It got him some press, that's for sure.
Hold on. Will Coley, have
yes.
you ever sacrificed a goat?
Yes.
Please explain.
Every year on Eid, if you can afford to, you slaughter one or two goats. You use one of them to feed your family, and the other one is used to feed the less fortunate.
So
okay,
sacrificing
but you,
a goat...
You killed and ate them and killed and fed them to people, not in what people think
kill
of
them
as
and drink
sacrificing.
Their blood. Yeah.
That's sacrificing a goat.
Well, no. Like,
he did drink the goat's blood, though, right? Didn't he, Sol Invictus?
Well, he says that he did.
Yeah.
That's a statement he's actually made publicly
right,
that he
right.
did that.
I don't know, and I don't really care, but it's still sacrificing something.
Sure.
And, like, that is the least of my concerns
with
about
this
the guy.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's the most important thing about him ever. I'm saying that it
then
proves
why
he's kind of insane, because it proves that he's kind of insane.
All right. But Will Coley
is
sane.
It doesn't really affect his ability to...
Will Coley is sane. Will Coley has sacrificed
Will
goats.
Will Coley just said that he ate the goats and fed them to other people.
Yeah, he didn't pour the blood all over himself in some sort of weird ceremony.
But it's still sacrifice. If you
okay,
go back,
I get your point, Daryl. Let's move on.
If you go back and you read
move
the
on.
Old Testament where
I got
it talks
you.
About sacrificing animals... You eat or share the animal.
Fine, I understand that. But that's not what Sol Invictus did. He didn't do those.
I don't know what he did. I don't care what
he
did.
He drank the damn blood is what he did.
I don't care. That's the least of why he's a fascist.
You've said that now several times. All right, so he's a fascist, he's an alt-righter, and you're going to be debating him.
I will be debating him, yes. We'll be debating his views on cultural protectionism, economic protectionism, and border protectionism.
Cool. And that's happening in the last week of March. Was there more that you wanted to share, or is it just kind of announcing?
No, that was really it. I wanted to make sure that everybody, please come out and go. Don't be discouraged if you're not a fan of Invictus from coming to the event. There'll be a lot of other really great speakers there.
Like me.
People like Larry Sharp, Daryl Perry, Nick Sawark, the chairman of the Libertarian Party, will be there as well. Mm. You'll have the head of the Radical Caucus will be there. Lots of really principled libertarians, along with Augustus Invictus, and a part of him being there, well, he will be facing me in a debate as to basically whether or not his ethnocentric, economic protectionist ideas are actually libertarian.
Well, I hope somebody gets it on video so that there's a record for those who aren't able to make it to the event. I hope that that transpires, because it will be interesting to see you take him on. And Will Coley, thanks as always for the call tonight. Appreciate it. That's Will from Muslims for Liberty, muslims4liberty.org. As we continue here with Sarah in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I was told that they killed a UNM student about 2 weeks ago, and you know, we have these poor,
who did what to a student?
They killed the one, whoever they is.
They killed one. They one got murdered in Knob Hill, I think.
Who is they?
Well, probably some drug addict or something. I don't know.
Why is it probably a drug addict?
Well, you know what? My point is that, but these students, they come from out of state because we have low tuition. Mm-hmm. And they come here looking for a bargain and they lose their life. I mean, it's pretty bad. You know, but I don't
know. How many students have been killed by them?
Well, you know what? Well, that was this year's, but I think like 2 years
ago,
like last year, one of them, they got robbed at knife point at the bus stop. Over some hoverboard and some smartphone or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
you think that New Mexico is the only place? Do you think that New Mexico is the only place where college students get robbed or killed?
I mean, that's a pretty low murder rate for a college. Colleges tend to have high murder and rape rates because they're defense-free zones.
Mm-hmm. You can't carry a gun on most college campuses.
You can't carry like a knife and pepper spray in most college campuses.
Is that true in New Hampshire? I don't think that's true in New Hampshire, is it?
I don't think it is. I think in New Hampshire does this weird thing where they leave it up to the school. But I'm not 100% on that.
Well, you know what? I think that it's a, you know, they got a bad deal because they come here for the cheap tuition, and a lot of them, they get mugged and murdered. And
well, it's just another reason to not go to college. I mean, you know, you could end up dead. Of course, a lot of the college students students end up dying because they drink too much. It's usually their own actions that bring about their demise if they do end up dying during their time in college.
Yeah, but I don't know how you would go through 4 years
without heavy drinking.
Yeah.
Again, good reason to not go. Hey, Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. If you didn't get on tonight, call us tomorrow. We'll be here then. See you online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off! HostGator.com/FTL. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.